Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. This is Truth in God's Word Radio, coming to you from North Central West Virginia. Stay tuned while we expound on God's Word. Jesus said, "Continue in my Word, then you will be my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Now, here's your host, Pastor Jim Newsom.
Yes, good morning. December 5th, 2015, Saturday morning on the East Coast. This is Pastor Jim Newsom, and this is Truth in God's Word Radio, coming to you from Central West Virginia. Praying this finds everybody well in the Lord today. Keep looking up. For our redemption, the Word of God says, draws nigh. It's closer now than it's ever been, each tick of a clock. We know that God is not held in time, but God controls time. God uses time. I believe in dispensations, and I believe in seasons, and I believe God controls dispensations, and I believe he controls seasons. We spoke yesterday about the spirit of the Antichrist that's working within the last days of this age. If you look around you, you will see the earth is racing towards judgment. We are racing towards the coming of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and his millennial 1,000-year reign. Well, he will reign from Jerusalem with, the Word of God says, a rod of iron. The Word of God says, the scepter shall not depart from the tribe of Judah, Jesus being of the tribe of Judah, the heritage and the lineage of the psalmist David or King David. So look up, God's still in control, no matter how much confusion is going around in this nation, in this world, in our own personal lives. God is still in control. Learn how to trust in him, learn how to get under the shadow of the Almighty. The Word of God says we will not live by a spirit of fear, but we have a spirit of power and of love and of a sound mind, and his perfect work, his perfect love that he showed at Calvary is casting out all fear within our lives. And this is a daily battle because we are still human beings, but we have one today that went before us. If God before us, who can possibly be against us? So we hope today to get into the book of Psalms chapter 2 concerning about those that conspire. God has enemies. The Bible says, arise, O Lord, and let thy enemies be scattered. If you are a born-again Christian today, you have an enemy. That enemy, of course, is one that's not seen. The Word of God says, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against powers and principalities and wickedness in high places. Structured entities that the Word of God declares are in the heavenlies. Some people say, well, the devil's in hell. Not yet. Not yet. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 4:4 that he is the god of this world, and he has many blinded by his methods of deception, by his weapons, the Word of God says. The Word of God tells us not to be tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine. Jesus said that man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. So the Word of God says this morning in the book of Isaiah, chapter 55, for as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven, and returns not, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower, and bread to the eater. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I send it. God says, in his word, the heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word by no means will ever, ever pass away. The only thing that God puts above his name is his word. He sent his word and he healed us. So today we're going to go on and talk about what's going on in the world today from a biblical perspective. We find that we are in a lot of confusion. Things are going on in this world that men do not have answers for. That's why we are to look for the Prince of Peace. There'll be no peace on this earth until Jesus Christ comes back and sets his foot on the Mount of Olives, the Word of God says. And where it will split, and the Dead Sea shall run down the Kinron Valley into, the the Mount of Olives where he shall put his foot, and it shall split, and the water shall run through the Kinron Valley down into the Dead Sea, and that which is dead shall live again. Amen and amen. So we find a lot of things going on, but our trust today is the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So we're going to talk about the Word of God says in the 1 Thessalonians 5:3, for when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction comes upon them as travail upon a woman with child. When they say peace and security, when they are going about to perform acts and to set up entities and set up powers by which they can bring peace on the earth, the Word of God says it will not work. Because like I said before, the only Prince of Peace is the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And there will be no peace on this earth until Jesus comes back and sets up his mighty, mighty kingdom. So the Word of God tells us that there will come sudden destruction. When the people say all is well, and there could be a peace for a time. We have seasons of peace and seasons of chaos. But it seems like the chaos is overwhelming the peace in which the days that we live. But the Bible says that sudden destruction, ruin and death will come upon them suddenly, like as labor pains come upon a woman who is with child. And the Bible says, by no means shall they escape. So this is what the days in which we are living. We need to search out our own salvation with trembling and with fear, unless we be left behind, unless we leave a gift that God wants to give us, and unless we set ourselves up for destruction, because unbelief will certainly set us up for destruction. The book of John 8:44 says, ye are the father, ye are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in truth, because there was no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. This is Jesus' words talking about Lucifer, the fallen angel, who is now Satan, the accuser, the resister. The Bible says he's the accuser of the brethren. Revelation chapter 12, I believe, it says, we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony, and love not our lives to the death. This is how we overcome the accuser, by the word of God. Weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of every stronghold. So today we want to go into the book of Psalms, chapter 2, verse 1. Talking about, so many talk about today, conspiracy. What is the root of conspiracy? Well, in my opinion, the root of conspiracy comes from the powers of darkness, from the powers and from the principalities that who abode in heavenly places for a time and for a season. They are definitely the enemies of the church. They are the enemies of truth. They are the enemies of life, and they are the giver of death and confusion and chaos. They rebelled against God many, many eons ago. We don't know when exactly, but they rebelled and they've fallen. Their heart has become blackened and always rebelled and always against that which stands for good and always on the side of that which stands for evil. So they have to have those that will side in with them, and there are many today who are siding in with the powers of dark. Some of them unbeknownst, some of them under the cloak of religion, radical religion. Glory to God. So we have nations that are set up. The world is ripe for judgment. The harvest, the Word of God says, is ripe, but few are the laborers that are willing to go in and do that which needs to be done. So the Word of God says in Psalms 2, verse 1, why do the heathen rage? The people imagine a vain thing. Why do the people rage? And the people imagine a vain thing. Why do the people rebel against the things of God? Why is there such a rebellion against Christianity in the world today? Why does the name of Jesus Christ offend so many? Why is the cross an offense to so many? Why do men go about to establish their own righteousness by which there is no foundation, by which they are standing on quicksand of their own making? Why today? Because of the evil one. Because of the evil one who conspires, who sets weapons and makes plans, and he is here for a time and a season to cause chaos. So men conspire and they rage, and the Word of God says, for the people, they do a vain thing. They do a vain thing. Psalms 83, 2, verses 2-3, for lo, thine enemies make a tumult, and they that hate thee have lifted up the head. They have taken crafty counsel against thy people and consulted against thy hidden ones. Jesus said, in the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. He says, many shall hate you for my name's sake. He says, Satan will cast some of you in prison for 10 days, but the Word of God says that he will get us out. He will never leave us where we are. He says, when you are taken before the leaders of this world, he says, think not what you will say, for I will give you words to speak, words of my doing, words that I will have you speak at a time. The Word of God calls it a rhema word, a now word. So why doth the heathen rage? Why do the nations conspire? Why do leaders of this world conspire against the things of an almighty God? We find in the book of Acts, chapter 4, we have when the man that laid at the gate beautiful, after the day of Pentecost, when the children of God and God's called out and God's anointed was baptized in the Holy Ghost. The Word of God says they went out and they went to the temple. The first place they preached, first place they went to the temple. The Bible says the Word of God was to the Jew first. So we find Peter and them walking by the gate beautiful, and a lame man who laid there for years, a man in his 40s who had never walked, begging alms. And the Word of God says he was begging alms. And the Word of God declares that Peter said, silver and gold have we none, but such as we have, take up thy bed and walk. Well, the religious community did not like the miracles that was happening. Instead of rejoicing, they began to conspire against God's people. And in Acts 4, verse 25 and 26, Peter repeated what Psalmist David said in Psalms chapter 2, who by the mouth of thy servant David said, why do the heathen rage and the people imagine vain things? Vain things are things without substance, without fruit, that does not have any foundation. Dead vines, dead branches, so to speak, that which is in vain, that which is, people are racing in this world towards a vain thing, vanity. That's what the preacher said in the book of Ecclesiastes, vanity, vanity, all is vanity. Of course, this was Solomon speaking, the richest, wisest man in the world said all is vanity, all is vain. Think about it today. So the kings of the earth stood up, and the rulers were gathered together against the Lord and against his Christ. Now, this is where we're at. I made reference yesterday to the spirit of the Antichrist that works in the world today. And these spirits need people to work through. And the Word of God says in Revelation 11:15, and the seventh angel sounded his trumpet. There was great voices in heaven saying, the kingdom of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ. He shall reign forever and ever. See, this is just a seasonal thing. Yes, it's hard and it's rough and it's going to get worse. I wish I could tell you this morning it's not going to get worse. No, it is going to get worse. The Bible says men will wax worse and worse. The love of many shall grow cold. Iniquity or lawlessness shall abound. This is where we are living today. And the Word of God says, and the people imagine, back to Psalms 2:1, the people imagine a vain thing. Why do nations assemble with an uproar and confusion of voices? Why do the people imagine in vain or devise an empty scheme, that which will not prosper? That will not prosper. Verse 2, the kings of the earth sit themselves and they take a stand. And they take a stand, the Word of God declares, with the evil one. They take a stand with evil, who is the god of this world, 2 Corinthians 4:4. that take a stand with the God of this world and the systems of this world, leading to the appearance of the Antichrist being introduced into the world right now. A way, just as John the Baptist declared Jesus Christ, we have the unholy preparer today coming and preparing a way for the Antichrist, setting up his one world government, setting up his one world scheme. And the Bible says, and Jesus said in Matthew chapter 24, take heed that no man by any means deceive you. So deception is the greatest tool that Satan uses within the days in which we live. So we have the one world government. We've heard it out of the mouth of leaders for years, going about to establish a one world government. And the Bible says that they're against the Lord and against his anointed one, Jesus Christ, who was sent with a full message, whose spirit was given unto him in full measure, the perfect Lamb of God, the God-man. Verse 3, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. Now this is those that are against Jesus Christ and against his church. Jesus said persecution shall come like has never been on the face of this earth. It's here. It is here right now. It's time we wake up. It's time that we put on the full armor of God. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God. Our weapons are prayer. Our weapons are seeking the Lord. Our weapons are trust. Our weapons are faith. Our weapons are the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. The Christian needs to get back in his prayer closet. The church needs to get back to being the church once again, that which God has called us to be. We are still here. The Word of God declares that we are the restrainer of evil. In other words, the church of the living God, the true church. Now, there is an apostate church, but there is a remnant church. The Word of God says the prophet Elijah said, I'm the only one left. They've killed the prophets. They've done this. They've done that. They've burnt your altar. But I'm the only one left. Spirit of God spoke to him and said, No. I've still got 7,000 that has not bowed their knee to Baal or kissed his old ugly. He still has a church. Isaiah 1:9 says, had not been for a remnant, we would have been as Sodom and we would have been as Gomorrah. This is where we are at today. We are looking for the remnant church. Not everybody that says, Lord, Lord, the Word of God says, shall enter in. But only he that does the will of the Father. And the will of the Father is laid out in the Word of God. Laid out in the Word of God. The Bible says every T crossed, every I dotted, precept upon precept. Every word that God has spoken, every prophetic voice that is of God will be fulfilled. The fulfillment of God's word, nothing can stop. Hell can't stop it. Governments can't stop it. There's nothing that can stop the move of an almighty God. So he says, let us break their bands asunder. In other words, break the chains that they restrain us with, this intolerance for righteousness. The Word of God calls it a spirit of rebellion. You know, people get mad when they think, well, you're trying to force your religion on us. Well, first of all, I don't believe in religion. Religion is evil for the most part. But I do believe in salvation. And I do believe in the Son of the living God. And I do believe he came to earth. I believe he lived, he died, he was buried, and he resurrected on the third day, giving us full victory over death, hell, and the grave, and many other attributes, our salvation, our sanctification, the healing of our body, the healing of our minds, our protection, our keeper, our present help in the time of trouble is this God-man named Jesus Christ, who sits at the right hand of the Father right now and makes intercession for all of us today. So he said, we need to break these chains that restrain us. So there's an all-out war on Christianity. There is conspiracy against Christianity. That's just the way it is. We can't deny it. Jesus said it would happen. We run around thinking it's strange what's going on in the world when Jesus laid it out thousands of years ago and said, this is going to happen. He says, prepare yourself. That's what he says. He said, they will persecute you. They will hate you for my name's sake. But the Bible says that we are to pray for those that hate us. And this can only be done through the Holy Spirit of an almighty God. The church is the restrainer. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 6 and 7. And now ye know what withholds and restrains from being revealed at this time, which is the Antichrist. That's why I personally believe, and this is an opinion, and I know there's a lot of controversy over this, and I'm certainly far from being a Bible scholar, far from it. And I certainly don't know everything. But when I read in the Word of God, the church is not appointed to wrath. And I personally don't think we'll be here during when the Antichrist appears. But I'm not going to argue and fight over that. Glory to God. We're all brothers in Christ. If we have accepted, listen, we can get a lot of things wrong. Eschatology we can get wrong. End time, prophecy we can even get wrong. But if we get Jesus Christ wrong, we get it all wrong. So he is the author and the finisher of our faith. He is the focus which we need to keep our eyes upon within these last days. And the Bible says, restrains from being revealed at this time, which is an appointed time and season. An appointed time and season. See, it's time. We are at the threshold, I believe, maybe even a little further, to the appearance of the man of evil, the son of perdition that's coming on the face of this earth. Verse 7, for the mystery of iniquity or lawlessness, the hidden rebellion against the Lord's authority. The Word of God says it's already at work, but it is restrained only until he that restrains is taken out of the way, in my opinion. That is the church. And it says, cast away their cords from us. In other words, cast away the cords of righteousness, which should be preached in every pulpit in America, every pulpit in the world. Verse 4, he who sits in the heavens, this is the Lord of the Holy Trinity, shall laugh. The Lord shall have them in desertion, or have them in confusion. Psalms 110:1 says, the Lord God said to my Lord, which is Jesus Christ, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool. 1 Corinthians 15:25 says he must reign till he have put all enemies under his feet. Colossians 2:15 says, having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them. He's Lord. All dominion and all power was given unto him. Everything in heaven, everything in earth, and everything below the earth is controlled by the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He is an heir to the throne of God, and the Bible says we are heirs and we are joint heirs with Jesus Christ. We are blood bought. We are sealed until our day of redemption by the Holy Ghost power of an almighty God. The Word of God says that God shall laugh. The Lord shall have them in desertion or confusion. The Lord will mock them and ridicule them. In Galatians 6:7, it says, be ye not deceived. God is not mocked, that whatsoever a man sows, he shall reap. Mock means to turn up your nose, to stiffen your neck in rebellion against the things of God. And this is what is going on in the world today. The world, for the most part, is rejecting God and his Son, Jesus Christ. The world, for the most part, is going about to establish their own righteousness. So this is what we have. We have men who are rebelling against the word of an almighty God. But we're going to read on here in Psalms 2 and further broadcast that God is in charge and God has a plan. The Bible says that from the foundations of the earth that Jesus Christ was crucified. Without the shedding of blood, there is not any remission for sin. The answer for sin today is the blood of Jesus Christ. That's the only answer. And he is the only way. And every broadcast, we will lift up the name of Jesus that all men might be drawn unto him, the author and the finisher of our faith, the soon coming king, the one that John the Revelator said who had hair like wool, feet like brass, eyes like fire. Out of his mouth comes a two-edged sword. Upon his vesture was written the name King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Not coming back in a manger this time, but coming back to rule and reign and revamp this dying world. This is what the Word of God says. New Jerusalem coming down out of heaven. This is what John said he saw. New Jerusalem, a new heaven, and a new earth. 1,500 square miles, according to what the Word of God says. So we have a bright future if we are Christians. So we cannot lose faith. This is no time to give up. This is a time to stand for the things of God and see the salvation of the Lord. We're going to have trials. We're going to have tests. Peter said, think it not strange of the fiery trials which you are tried. James said, don't think it strange to be tempted. Temptations will come to us. But we have a power, and that power is the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The Word of God says in Romans 10:9, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thy heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. In healing in your body today, believe the Lord that by the stripes of Jesus Christ you are healed. Let us pray. Father, I ask you to save that one today that doesn't know you. I ask you, Lord, you said this word will not go out void, but it'll come back. It will not come back to you void, but it'll do that which you have sent it to do. And we believe that today in Jesus' name. Be if that one today the sick in mind, sick in body, and sick in soul. Be if that one that's struggling in any area of their life. We ask you to break these chains of bondage off of them. In Jesus' name we pray. Those the Son set free is free indeed, according to what the Word of God says. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen and amen. This is Pastor Jim Newsom, and this is Truth in God's Word Radio. If you'd like to drop us a line, you can email us at truthintheword777@gmail.com. That's truthintheword777@gmail.com. Until next time, God bless.